do you think addicts stay in addiction longer because they're afraid of the process?
Yes, I do. We always have that fear of the unknown. I've had people, sent many young people to inpatient care, and when they would come back, they would say, I really enjoyed that, thank you. But you hear the word rehab, and people are really afraid of rehab. Mm-hmm. And until you, and a lot of it's because they're not, they don't have any knowledge about it. You know, there's no commercials, there's nothing, I guess, no community resources that enlighten them about that recovery process.
Well, there's a there are some new kids on the block in the Sonya Quarters, and they're opening up a recovery, no limit for recovery, and it's gonna be something like you're talking about. It's gonna be a place for addicts to go, and if they're tired, they, you know, tired of the streets, tired of being addicted, they can just walk in and say, you know, I need help, and they will not be turned away. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're excited about them reopening. That was the old Exodus, and we had some counselors that was there, and it was open all day, and you could just stop in and drink coffee, and it only takes two people to have a meeting. There was somebody there, recovering addicts, who has multiple years of sobriety. So it's awesome for our neighborhood.
And I am so looking forward to that, because people will be able to get help, and then they're going to have children that can come out of the neighborhood into that place as a place of solace, because they don't have to stand on the street corners or watch the people on the street corners sell drugs and use drugs. And, you know, they have a great vision for that place. Right. And I am really excited for them that they have, you know, that they want to do, they're giving back
to
the community.
It is for the community.
It's for the community.
It's to help the community, because we have people dying as a result of this opioid epidemic. People are literally dying, you know.
And, you know, you can go to any doctor almost, and because people know how to mask things and get what they, addicts, like we, they know how to play the system to get what they need. So, you know, this is something that we just need to keep talking about, and I will be talking about it again, hoping that, praying that somebody will listen, you know, and somebody's life will be saved, somebody's life will change, and will know that there is better on the other side of addiction.
Yes.
You know, and like you said, you had a way in and there's a way out, and you said that there's hope after dope.
Yes, there is.
And that's amazing. And I just appreciate you so much for being here.
Thank you for
with
me
today and enlightening us on the recovery process of addiction. And hopefully if someone knows someone who is addicted, maybe they can talk to them and be a support system for them to help them to overcome and get in recovery where there's help and hope. And, you know, and we have to be prayerful for our people. We just have to be prayerful, because prayer changes things.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, that's where we are on that. But anyway, again, thank you so
thank
much,
you, Ms.
Kina.
Barbara, I appreciate
God
you.
Bless you.
You asking me to come and share.
Thank you. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't
give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is Rosie H, R-O-S-E-Y H, 615 at gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Jesus is the light. Amen. Amen. I was just sitting there trying to think of we're coming up on the Easter season. This is Palm Sunday. Amen. And when I was a little boy, and y'all know that hadn't been a few years ago. We used to sing those songs. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. Give me that book. And shame. And I love the old cross where the sea. See, there I haven't sung this so long. And the world of lost sinners was shamed. Oh, and I cherish the old rugged cross. My trophies at last I laid down, and I cling to the old rugged cross. I still don't have it. And exchange it someday for a crown. Cherish the old rugged cross. Oh, till my trophies at last I lay down, and I cling to the change it for a crown. Oh, and I cherish the old rugged cross. Till my feet at last I lay down. Cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday with a crown. Amen. That's why we need to get back to them old hymns. Amen. We need to get back to those Oh, hymns. Let me, if while you are standing, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And I'm going to go ahead and read the whole verse 1 all the way through verse 11. And it says, and when they had drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them, bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. In other words, when he finished, he'll send them back. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughters of Zion, behold, thy king comes unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and the coat the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Boy, that's a message in itself. And brought the ass and the coat, and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, and they strewed them, praise God, in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come unto Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. I just want to talk for a little while this morning. I know of our commitment this afternoon, but that's all right. Praise God. God gonna give me all the strength that I need. Amen. I just want to talk about the road to Jerusalem. I started to talk about the courageous move of Jesus into Jerusalem, but I'm just gonna talk about the road to Jerusalem, because it was in fact a courageous move. I say it was courageous because Jesus knew the outcome. Amen. He knew the outcome, and it was very courageous that he in fact decided to take that road. You know, roads play a very, very significant part in all of our lives. Amen. Let me see the hands of everybody been on some type of road. Should be everybody in here. Amen. Praise God. You see, we travel by roads. Roads either take us to places or they bring us back from places. Mm-hmm. Today being Palm Sunday, we look, praise God, at the road to Jerusalem, praise God, because it is a road that draws attention for two great things. Yes, it does. For the first thing, that it draws attention because it was a road that had to be traveled. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, this road had to be traveled. Praise God. And then secondly, praise God, the road that would be the road that would change mankind for the rest of their lives. Amen. So tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, had he not traveled this road, we don't know what your outcome would be. Amen. So it was a road that had to be traveled, praise God, because it meant everything to mankind. It meant eternity for mankind. You see, men and women have traveled many roads in this life, praise God. Some have traveled roads that lead to destruction, and there have been some who have traveled roads that lead to victory. Amen. I think of some of those who have traveled the roads of destruction, and I also think some of those who have traveled the roads to victory. Praise God.